Good morning and welcome back to the second hour of Love Babs Love Talk. I'm Babs Rolls Ivy. I'm delighted this morning because now, what is the name of this organization, Maeve and Brittany? Because I have a neighborhood victim advocacy program, but that's part of a larger program, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We're part of the Family Centered Services of Connecticut, and we're located in New Haven.
Okay. All right. I got it. So y'all have an event coming up in 2 days.
Yeah, we do.
The paint and grow. So tell me about this, because this is going to help folks who've been victims of crime.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So our event's a paint and grow event. So with that, we are giving people pots to paint on, and then they're able to choose a plant or a succulent depending on their, you know, gardening abilities. And then within that, they, as they watch the plant grow, it'll symbolize the growth of themselves and also crime victims. So it's a way to symbolize the rebirth process and celebrate the healing of crime victims.
So tell me about this program and why does it exist in your organization in the family centered services?
Yeah, so the Neighborhood Victim Advocacy Program was one of the first programs at Family Centered Services. Our ED was actually one of the first victim advocates at Family Centered Services. So shout out to Jackie. But we are working with clients every single day to help them start their healing journey. It's really hard when there's a lot of barriers to healing. And so we're here to help eliminate those barriers or at least make them a little bit easier to hurdle over. And last year alone, we served over 820 victims of crime with over 900 total victimization.
Wow.
So, so we're a small team. We're a very small team. We're a team of four, but we do huge work here in the New Haven area.
Oh, I love it. So now where are y'all located?
We're on Nickel Street in New Haven.
Oh, I know. That's the East Rock neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So is this a fundraiser, this event, the Paint and Grow, or just you just want people to come out and get some awareness? Like, how does this work?
Yeah. So we actually received a grant through the Office of Victims of Crime. And so they have a National Crime Victims Rights Week, which is April 21st through the 27th. So the interns at the Neighborhood Victim Advocacy Program applied for this grant and we received it, which was really exciting because we weren't, you know, expecting much from it, but they liked our idea. So we received the grant. And then through that, we've been able to get all the supplies and, you know, different t-shirts and refreshments and things for the event. So just a really great way to kind of bring some more awareness to National Crime Victims Rights Week. And their main theme for this event is how would you help options, services, and hope for crime survivors. So that's the main theme that we're kind of going off of. So we took that and turned it into our Paint and Grow event.
Okay. And so so you all serve people who have been victims of crime, correct? What does victim crime rights look like? Is it a document? Is it some rules? Is it what happens?
Yeah, good question. So it varies from state to state. And actually, a couple years ago, about 10 years ago, in Connecticut, we were able to create the first living document of crime victim rights. So it is a document. You can look it up on the judicial website. And it has, I think, 10 to 15 like notable rights that a victim has. And part of our job here at NVA is notifying all crime victims of those rights because they don't think the average person would know that that even exists. So one of the services that we provide is making sure that the victims are aware of those rights.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that helps them manage and maneuver the waters ahead, right? Because I'm sure if you're a victim of a crime, perhaps there's some police involvement or some kind of investigative component to this. And so it's helpful to know what you can and cannot do and what you can and cannot say yes to or no to or whatever. So, okay.
Right. Yeah. and your options throughout navigating the criminal justice system and the civil justice system. Those systems are already confusing. So if you're not aware of like your rights within those systems, it can get even more confusing. So we're there to help you through that.
So what kind of people do you see? You see men, women, children, adults? I mean, break it down for us.
Yeah, we see everyone. Like trauma touches everyone. So we see everyone. We see all types of people that walk through our doors. The most common victimizations that we see are domestic violence, sexual abuse, assault, stalking and harassment, and teen dating violence. But we serve bullying to homicide and everything in between. So we never really know what's going to walk through our doors, but we're always here to serve the people that need it.
And so how do people find you? If something happens, people refer? Are y'all referred? People will refer to you? Because I don't think you're at crime scenes looking for people, right? So people...
No. So we take referrals, but the good thing about our program is we can take self-referrals, which means like if you were to go on our website and contact us through our website or give us a call just via our phone number, we would be able to still connect you and serve you with the services that we provide. So we do take referrals from DCF, Hope Family Justice Center, Umbrella Center, all those great agencies, but we also take self-referrals too. So that's really great.
Okay. So each of you tell me what your roles are within the organization. Are you case managers? Are you social workers? Are you lawyers? What are your roles?
Yeah, so I'm actually an intern for the Neighborhood Victim Advocacy Program. So I just started in September of 2023. So kind of through that, I've been able to shadow a lot of the victim advocates and work alongside the other interns to, you know, kind of gain knowledge and grow in this category, which is something that I'm really interested in with victim services. So that's kind of where I'm at. So we're all here, all four of the interns are here until May. So we're kind of finishing up our last month here. And it's kind of a great way with the event to kind of round out a really great internship that we've had.
Okay. And would you say you learned a lot?
I learned a lot. I definitely did. I was able to shadow the victims and go on home visits, and you know, we were able to have our own clients as well. So really getting that client experience, which I wasn't getting in the classroom. So kind of getting that really hands-on experience was extremely helpful.
And so this helps frame out what you want to do for your career?
Definitely. Yeah, for sure.
And so what do you want to be?
I'm hoping to work in like forensic psychology. That's kind of what I'm thinking, where I'm leaning towards. So I'm going to plan on going back to grad school after working for a couple of years, but this has definitely been a great internship to kind of get my feet wet in the victim services area and kind of figure out what I want to do within that service.
Okay. All right. I'm glad to hear that it was a good experience for you.
Definitely.
And helps you really shape out and form what you want to do moving forward. Because before it just seems, you know, like, well, I think I might want to do this. But when you get hands-on experience, you're like, oh, okay, I don't want to do that, but I really would like to do this over here. So
exactly. Right. Like learning in the classroom is great, but really getting to work with clients directly and be in an office setting and everything has been extremely helpful. Yeah.
And you get to connect real people to these crimes. Like you're not just reading a case. Like you see people and you interact with them and you hear them. So
Exactly.
Oh, good. So Brittany, what is your role?
So I'm the program director. So I direct and orchestrate all the fun things that we do at NVA. We have a team of four advocates full time. And then we have a team of four interns. I just want to echo what Maeve said and give them so much props, because truthfully, this event was wholeheartedly put on by our interns. We really didn't do much. We kind of gave them the reins and said, okay, show us what you can do. And they've done such an incredible job. So I'm really excited to see this come to fruition.
So the event is on the 20th. It's going to be at East Rock Park, which is what do they call it? What's the name of the park over there?
It's the College Woods Pavilion.
College Wood Pavilion. So this paint and grow, this seems like a very peaceful activity.
Yeah.
Was that the reason? Like, did they think about, we have to find something peaceful to do?
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to kind of find a way to celebrate victims of crime and, you know, all of the hurdles that they've overcome. And so we figured that this way would be a great way to kind of symbolize it with not being too invasive. It's open to the public, so anybody is welcome to come and join, whether they're out walking their dogs at the park or playing with their kids at the playground. Totally open, no registration is necessary or anything like that. So yeah, anyone's welcome to join and kind of grab a pot and learn a little bit about victims' rights. We'll also have a speaker there at around 12:30 or so. Jody from the Office of Victim Services is coming to speak about crime victims' rights and what that looks like, so that hopefully the public will gain a little bit more knowledge on that. Because as Brittany was mentioned before, you know, it's not something you would typically know about if you weren't involved in that system. But it'll definitely be a peaceful event. We'll have music and refreshments and just kind of a really great thing to do on a Saturday if you're looking for something to do.
and it's kid friendly.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll have a kids table with face painting and a little scavenger hunt. They can win some prizes for completing that scavenger hunt. They are also welcome to paint a pot if they'd like to, but kid friendly, dog friendly, family friendly, anyone is welcome.
And so you'll be out there from what, 12 to what time? 12 to 4 or
1 12 to 4. Yeah, 12 exactly. To 4.
So that's a good part of the day.
Yeah.
That's a good part of the day. And so the idea is to raise awareness about this level of advocacy and the services that you provide. And so will you have people who have come through the program be on hand too, or?
Yeah. So we'll also have different people from around the area, different resources. So programs like Opportunability, Baby and Me, Youth Continuum, they'll be there with different flyers and brochures for people to kind of go up and chat about what their services are and what they can provide, so more of the community can learn about the different services that are in the area.
Oh, I like that. All right, so Brittany, who is the executive director?
Jacqueline Farrell is the executive director. She's been excellent. She just stepped up this past year, and she's been really doing work in the community to make sure that Family CT is the best agency it can be.
And how long have y'all been around, Brittany?
I don't know the exact years, but over 30.
Oh, wow. And was it always called what it's called, or was it something called something else?
It used to be the Four C's. So if you've heard.
That's what I know. Yes. I knew it was something. I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it. Wow.
Yeah, so we just changed our name, I think, 4 years ago. So so Family CT is a fairly new one, but yeah, I know a lot of people still know us as the Four C's.
Well, you know, as some of us old dogs go off, and the new name will rightly, you know, become the norm. So, you know, and how long have you been with this organization?
I've been here about 4 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good amount of time. So, you know, a thing or two about, you know, this work, you know?
Yeah. It's something I've been really passionate about, and I've been in the victim services field for about 8 years now. So, it's definitely something like I'll be here for a long time. I definitely, I love the work that we do. So.
Okay. So. You all work with other organizations, I would imagine, rather closely, because if a victim comes your way, they've got other support services that they get tapped into. Talk a little bit about the coordination of how you work with other organizations.
Yeah, so we're a short-term program. One of the main goals of our program is making sure that our clients have a network of support so that when they leave our program, they don't ever feel isolated or alone, because we know that feeling isolated or alone, it can can just like exacerbate all of the different problems that come from victimization. So when a client is working with us, we're constantly setting them up with that long-term support. So that can look like long-term domestic violence counseling. That can look like therapy. That can look like groups. And sometimes even like food pantries, clothing drive places, sometimes even just coordinating them to find like a place of worship. We just basically, whatever the client would feel the most supported in long-term, we are always reaching out to resources for them to access.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So, all right. So that's a some good coordination. So have you seen the increase in bullying? Because that seems to be on everybody's minds these days, bullying in schools and bullying in workplaces. And I don't recall it being so intense, except for in these recent years. So what does that look like for your organization? Do you get many of those kinds of referrals?
Yeah, we do. And definitely in the most recent years, we've seen an increase. I would say when clients are reaching out to access our services, usually it's one of two things. So it's either they have grown up and realized that the bullying that they experienced in childhood is still very much affecting their life now. And so they're reaching out for services to kind of heal that trauma and like what kind of, how do I even start to address all of this that happened so long ago? Or we're seeing actually a lot of workplace bullying too. So we have clients that come in looking for help with boundaries and empowerment and confidence just from the things that they experience in the workplace. Yeah.
Okay. So Maeve, your time with this organization, how long have you been there?
So I started this past September, and then my last day, I believe, is May 8th, which I'm not excited about for the last day. It's been a really great experience. So been here for a little bit less than a year overall.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah, definitely. So all of the interns were all here 2 days a week. So we work about 15 hours a week or so. So we've really been able, you know, with that time being in the office 2 days a week, we've been able to experience a lot and see a lot, which has been great.
And so what school do you go to?
I go to Quinnipiac University right in Hampton.
Okay. And so Brittany, Quinnipiac calls you up and says, you know what, I've got some students who are very interested in this work. Can you create an internship situation for us? Is that how that goes? Or have you all always been taking interns?
Yes, we have always been taking interns. We have some schools that will reach out to us directly, like Southern reaches out to us directly and coordinates the internship for the student. But places like Quinnipiac, it really takes a student to reach out and show their interest and interview. So in Maeve's case, like she did that all herself.
Mm. Oh, Maeve is a go-getter. And so so the other interns, are they QU students too? Or are they other students from other places?
Two of our interns are from Southern and then one is from University of New Haven.
Okay. So you get some diversity even with the kind of interns that you get to interact with. And so while you're there and they are allowing you to be hands-on, do you have to write a paper? Do you have to report back to your professors? Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, so I'm in an applied clinical science concentration within the psychology program at Quinnipiac. So with that, we have different assignments that we have to complete, different like skill show and tell. So we're kind of showing our classmates what we're doing at our internships. And I know that some of the other interns have different assignments and papers that they have to write. So it's kind of dependent on the school, but there's definitely like a school aspect that comes along with it, with what we have to do.
Mm-hmm. So Brittany, it must be nice to have interns who could take leadership and go write a grant to do cool stuff.
It's absolutely incredible.
Because otherwise you'd have to go find this money.
Yeah, exactly. And like, honestly, just on top of all the help that they bring and possibilities that they bring, I also just love to see them grow. Like the difference from September of last year is insane. The interns are confident. They are really clear in their goals, which is so great to see. And we love that. As advocates, we love to see people, you know, grow through that program.
And so Maeve, you and your three cohort, you sit down and you say, we have to do an activity. Let's figure out what we want to do. And then you see this grant opportunity come. And then y'all say, we could do this.
Yeah. So the group that we have has been honestly amazing. We've like meshed so well together, which has been so great. We're just able to kind of bounce ideas off each other, but have fun at the same time. So it's been really great. But we, you know, got the grant. And then from there, we just, our ideas have just been like bouncing off each other. And then once we get, you know, a certain item in from something we ordered, something else will come up. And so we just kind of keep rolling with it. So it's been really great to just kind of just continue to see what we can do together.
I love this. So, you know, Brittany, this work, it can't be easy work. It just can't be. And it has to be stressful. And I'm sure your heart breaks a lot of times doing this work. How do you all take care of yourselves while you're doing your day to day?
Yeah, good question. So, it's very hard work. And there are definitely days that are so tough. But there are also days that are incredible. And you get to see people put their own cape on. And those are the days that completely wash over the bad ones. And so in doing this job, the best advice I can give anyone who's looking to enter this field is to focus on the positive as much as you can. You know, don't deny yourself feeling the bad days, but know that there will be good days that completely wash over the bad ones, and focus on those positive strides that you see people making.
Maeve, so what have you learned about taking care of yourself during these, you know, doing this work? Because this is the beginning of your career, right? Like this is
exactly
the beginning. This is where you learn that, you know what, I gotta be kinder to myself. I gotta be well.
That was something I wasn't great at the beginning, to be perfectly honest. But that's something that I've really grown to kind of figure out what works for me. And just like debriefing with Brittany after seeing a client that was difficult, or with other supervisors and with the interns. So having that kind of space to communicate has been really helpful. And this agency is super like supportive of that. And I think that that's been something that's I'm now looking for in my future employment, is a space where we're able to have that open conversation about the hard stuff and the good stuff, and kind of come to a conclusion about what's best for the client, but also best for us, because you can't give 100% of yourself if you're not feeling 100%. So I think that that's exactly really important, and something I've learned a lot from being here.
Exactly. So this event, the Paint and Grow, which I love, and your invitation is so pretty, kicks off National Crime Victims Rights Week. So I imagine that organizations such as yours, Brittany, are doing this all over the country, doing something to raise awareness and celebrate, not so much celebrate, but raise awareness around crime victims' rights. Do you know what else is going on across the country?
Go ahead, Maeve.
So yeah, victim rights. So it's April 21st to the 27th. So it's this whole week. So we're kind of doing it the day before to kind of kick it off. And I know that there's candlelight vigils happening across. So this grant was given to one or two organizations with all 50 states, which is really, really cool. So there's some event happening in every single state, which is really amazing. I know that there's candlelight vigils. I'm sure there's other events that I'm missing, but it seems like there's a lot of really cool events that you can kind of get anywhere, which is awesome.
Yeah. And in Washington, D.C., the Office for Victims of Crime is doing something the entire week. So they have like a march going on. They have a panel of victim advocates one day. So that's super exciting. They'll be doing something every single day for National Crime Victims Rights Week.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good, because I don't think people think about this at all. So, I mean, we hear about crime all the time. I mean, you just turn on the news. But then we don't know what happens to those people. We don't know what services, supportive services are out there for them. So it's good to know that if somebody is a survivor of a crime, that they have some resources so that they're not alone. Because I think being a survivor of a crime is very isolating.
Very.
Yes.
Very. And I think that that it's a blessing to not have to be aware of the services that are out there. But it's when you're affected by the crime that you start to reach out and really like try to figure out what can I do? You know, how can I start to heal from this? And it's events like this one where you have all those resources at your fingertips that are super helpful, because God forbid you ever are in a situation yourself, or you have a family member that's in a situation, you know exactly where to reach.
Mm-hmm. And I bet you this event on the 20th is a nice idea for folks who are supporting folks who have been survivors of crime, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, maybe my sister, you know, or my niece or my child or whatever. And so you get to be in community with people that know something about what you're going through as a supportive person or a significant other to somebody who survived a crime. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. And the truth of it, of the matter is that everyone really does know somebody. I mean, if we're talking just domestic violence, 1 in 3 women and 1 in 5 men are affected by domestic violence. So the truth is that you probably know somebody in your close inner circle that has been affected by just domestic violence. And then if we open this net to like every other type of crime, like probably a lot of your friends, a lot of your family, you know, a lot of your coworkers have been affected by some type of violence in their lifetime. And so like having that preparation and like the ability to know what resources are out there is like such a blessing.
Oh, I love this. That's such a good point. And when you say it like that, Brittany, then everybody can be like, oh, you know what? You're right. I do know somebody, or I do know, or I am aware somebody in my family or something. I think when you initially say, people seem to think, well, I've not been a victim of a crime, so therefore, but when you open it up a little wider and you start thinking mm-hmm. about significant others and family members and loved ones, that it sort of changes you a little bit. It shifts your perception. So what kind of things are you? So you said you're going to be you're going to be able to paint.
Yes.
Some pots.
So you'll paint your pots. We'll have all the soil and succulent seeds for you to choose which one you want to put in your pot. And then we'll have a bunch of other activities going on. So face painting for the kids and different scavenger hunt, things like that. We'll also have some light refreshments, coffee with a K, generously donated, as well as Big Y. So we'll have some pastries and coffee, you know, some little snack items as well. And music. And so we're hoping to just have a really, really fun event for everybody in the community to come enjoy.
Well, hopefully the weather will cooperate. I
yes,
think,
we're
I
keeping our fingers crossed.
I think you're going to dodge the rain, because I think the rain is happening like today and tomorrow,
right?
Or sometime today. And then I think for Saturday, it might be a little cool, but I think you're going to get some, maybe close to 70. So
yeah.
That should be really, really nice. That should
Definitely.
Be a great day. And you'll take lots of pictures.
Yes.
And I think, you know, Maeve, this might be a nice way for you to say goodbye, because you end with a wonderful event that you helped design and helped carry off. So
exactly. We've been talking with the other interns and kind of how this is such a great way to kind of cap end our time here. By putting on this event and kind of seeing it out. You know, we've done all the work to get here. So now kind of actually seeing it happen is really exciting. So I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, that's great. I think that's great. So Brittany, I guess you're pleased with this bunch of interns. could you hear me?
I am beyond pleased. They are amazing.
Oh, I'm amazed for you. I like them already, and I haven't even, I've only just met Maeve. So, I mean, the fact that they come in and write a grant to do something that they want to do is, I think that's pretty impressive. So, well, I am so glad that we could, Brittany.
very impressive.
So that you could come on and talk about paint and grow. I love that. The event is Saturday from 12 to 4 at College Woods Park, or what we say in New Haven, East Rock Park. And they'll be in the pavilion, or under the pavilion. You can't miss them. They'll be out there. So all you folks who are already in East Rock, or if you're coming from other communities, this will be a nice day for you to sort of come and support and raise some awareness around victims of crime and their rights. Did I say that right? And their rights.
So. Yes, you did.
And they're kicking off the National Crime Victims Rights Week. So it was lovely talking to y'all. Thank you, Brittany, and thank you, Maeve. Good luck in your studies, Maeve.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Harry, for putting up the wonderful poster. So, no, it was my pleasure. I'm glad that we could fit you in before the event. So, yes, April 20th, 12 to 4, East Rock Park, College Woods Pavilion, and 41 Cold Spring. And come out and attend and support them. So, and it's all free. Free.
All free, so, exactly. Yeah. No registration needed.
No registration. They're not asking for your name or phone number or anything or your email. Just come and paint some pots and plant something.
Exactly.
And paint and grow. Thank you all so much. Enjoy the rest of your week. And, you know, who knows? Maybe I'll pop by on Saturday.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we'd love to see you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Harry. Thank you.